This morning we have a question that I am sure that many of us have thought about in the last few months. What exactly is God doing through coronavirus? How does this fit into his plan for the world? You know, that is a great question, and admittedly one that I struggle a little bit to answer. God's ways and purposes are so far beyond my ability to understand that I fear that I cannot give you a perfectly accurate answer. But what I can do is think with you about coronavirus in light of what God has told us about himself and the world in the Bible. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to try and think about COVID-19 in light of, or we'll think biblically about COVID-19. Right off the bat, I think that there are two extremes that you can really go to, and I'm not sure that either of them is really helpful. At one end of the spectrum, you have this idea that coronavirus came out of nowhere and surprised God, and he was left scrambling, just like the rest of us, to figure out what he was going to do about it. That's one end of the extreme. The other end of the spectrum is to say that this is, in fact, a punishment from God to punish the sin for some heinous thing, punish the world for some heinous sin that we have all committed. Those are extremes. And I think that extremes we would probably be smart to avoid, because on one hand, nothing is a surprise to God. God is in control of all things. He allowed coronavirus to happen. He is leading researchers to a vaccine right now. He knows the beginning from the end. And so it's just not true to say that coronavirus surprised God. The New Living Translation of Ephesians 1:11 says this: God makes everything work out according to his plan. God was not surprised by the coronavirus. Now, if that's true, what then was his purpose in allowing coronavirus? Was it maybe punishment? You know, is the coronavirus some great punishment for sin? You know, I've seen that idea online, and certainly it's a thought that many Christians have had throughout the years when plagues and pandemics hit. It's possible, but I think that an English pastor named John Stevens is right when he says, it is possible that the virus is a specific judgment from the Lord. But in the absence of any revelation to this effect, it seems unlikely, i.e. if it was a punishment, God would have made that clear and spoken to us somehow. The impact of the virus is global, he writes, and it is hard to point to any specific sin that has prompted God to act in this way at this time. There are plenty of reasons why God might justifiably punish, but none to suggest that this is a particular moment of his judgment. I'll have a link to his whole article in the manuscript. So if you want to take a closer look at what he's written, you can once I get that posted. So if coronavirus was not a surprise to God and it's not a punishment from God, well, what is it? How does it fit into God's plan? Again, there are lots of ways I think that you could answer that question, but I want to focus on three. I think that God is using COVID-19 to change the way that we think about him, the way that we think about ourselves, and the way that we think about the world. And here's what I mean by that. God is teaching us to rely on him. God is teaching us to rethink our priorities. And God is reorienting us towards service. I mean, to be honest, you could say those things. You could say those things about any sickness or any trial. But given the worldwide spread of COVID-19 and the drastic measures that we have taken, I think God is really pushing us here as Christians and people who live in this world to rely on him, to reevaluate our priorities, and to reorient ourselves to service. So first, God is teaching us to rely on him. Think back to April and May. They were scary times, weren't they? we had real concerns that we would run out of hospital beds, that we would run out of space in funeral homes. You know, I was quite concerned for Julie going into places to care for people who were sick. I know that many of you had friends and family who caught coronavirus. I know that many of you lost friends on account of it. The possibility of death through COVID-19 was real in a way that's just not real to us when we are going through the normal hustle and bustle of life. You know, I think God was using this moment to remind us of our mortality and to push us to say, wait, who are you ultimately trusting in here? Who are you relying on for life? If you think back to keeping up with the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 1, 8 and 9, you know, Paul said in those verses, he went through this terrible hardship, great pressure that made them fear for their lives. And yet, verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 1, he says, this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. You know, Paul didn't despise the hardship because he knew it was teaching him not to rely on himself, his own fallible self, but upon God, who is never failing and ultra powerful. That's a lesson that I think that we need to learn too. John Piper, some of you will know that name, wrote a handy little book on coronavirus, called Coronavirus and Christ. It's like $4 on Kindle, so if you want to take a look at it, you can. In that book, he writes, what God is doing in the coronavirus is showing us graphically, painfully, that nothing in this world gives the security and satisfaction that we find in the infinite greatness and worth of Jesus. He writes, this global pandemic takes away our freedom of movement, our business activity, our face-to-face relations. It takes away our security and our comfort. And in the end, it may take our lives. The reason that God exposes us to such losses is to rouse us to rely on Christ. You know, I think God is using coronavirus to teach us to rely on him, to find that he is indeed faithful, so that we can look at this and say, along with Paul, the reason God allowed this to happen was so that we would rely on him and not on ourselves. When we are fighting an invisible enemy, when the shelves are empty, when the toilet paper is gone, even at the graveside, God is there. He will never fail us or forsake us. And I think he's using COVID to remind us to rely on him. I also think that he's using this to cause us to reevaluate, to rethink our priorities. I mean, there's nothing like a 4-month shutdown to make us think about what's really important, right? We often get so caught up in the everyday detours and details of life that we don't have a moment to stop and say, is what I'm doing really valuable? Is what I'm spending my time on important to me and worth doing? I think that God has been giving us a moment right now to stop and consider that. You know, my mom early on posted something on Facebook that said something like, in the rush to get back to normal, let's make sure that the new normal is actually lining up with what's valuable. I think that God is giving us the opportunity in this pandemic to make sure that our new normal lines up with what's valuable. And that makes me think of one of the first video messages I did for you, John 15:2. Remember, the vine, I'm the vine, you are the branches. God prunes the branches to make them more fruitful. I think that that's what's happening here. And I wrote at that point, I wonder if God is cutting back the excess baggage in our lives so that we can focus on what's important. And that will make us more fruitful. I think that God has been doing that, pruning us, rearranging our priorities, reorienting our priorities to His. And frankly, I think that God has been doing this not just, you know, in our own lives, but in our society as well. You know, it took a 4-month shutdown to do it, but I think now we really realize who the essential workers are in our society, right? It's not the people who pull the 9-figure salaries and all of the attention. It's the grocery people, it's the farmers, it's the people who provide the necessities of life. They are the essential workers. And I wonder if God has been using this time to prompt a society-wide conversation about race and inequality. You know, so many other issues have been on hold, and it seems as though race has come to the surface. I wonder if God has used the coronavirus to make us think seriously about how we think of people of other ethnicities. You know, it has certainly led to a lot of people examining their own subconscious prejudices, and that's good. And maybe it took 4 months stuck inside to get us to that point. That's speculation, but whatever the case, God has certainly been using this time to rearrange our priorities, to reorient them, to realign them with His. And one of God's priorities is making sure that people are well served. And so I think that God has, third, been using COVID-19 to reorient us towards service. You know, sometimes we forget as a people and as a church that we exist to serve. You know, we are called in the midst of everyday life to serve others the way that Jesus has served us. When you know, everyday life is going on, there are so many other things happening that helping others or serving others can kind of get pushed to the back burner. But when there's nothing else going on, and when the need is so painfully and obviously clear, it reminds us that we have a call on our lives to serve other people. And I'll tell you, I'm really proud of the way that you have stepped up to serve and to help at Blessing Center. You know, I think I remember Mary saying that she had to turn people away to say, no, we've got enough help already. As a board, we decided not to commit to doing a meal at Blessing Center in July because we didn't want to burn people out on helping. But what do you think? Give a nod if you think you'd like to take on another meal in August in addition to the why not. Might be worth trying. Honey, talk to Mama. She'll find it for you, okay? Ask Mama, please. Thank you. I know that many of you went shopping for others. You dropped off gifts and groceries for people in need. I know that you have used this time to serve other people, and that's what God has intended it for. You know, I've been thinking just in the last week that even wearing a mask is a service issue, right? You're not protecting yourself from catching the disease. You are protecting other people. And so even if it's uncomfortable, you are actually acting in someone's benefit by wearing a mask when you go out. These are simple acts of service that we can do. And as the world picks up and gets back to normal life, I think that we should be intentional about remembering to serve others the way that we have during this COVID-19 time. God has changed the way that we think about Him, to rely on Him more, about ourselves, to rethink our priorities, and also to reorient us to serve others. You know, certainly there are other things that God is doing. God's plans go well beyond my ability to understand all of them, but I think that that's a good start. And hopefully this will help you to think further about COVID-19 in light of what you know about God in the Bible. Now, there is one other thing that I think God has been doing, and it's this. I'll close with this. I suspect that God has been drawing people to Him. Right? When there is such a mortal danger, I think this can't help but draw people to ask, God, what are you doing? Or God, are you there? You know, N.T. Wright also wrote a book about COVID-19, and in it he says somewhat facetiously, now that everybody is thinking about death rather than wondering which cupcake they should buy, perhaps there will be a massive turning towards God. And I think there is something to do, something with that, something to that. I think it's important for us to pray for whatever doors God has opened, whatever hearts he has softened, whatever seeds he has planted. And so I want to do that right now as we close our time here together, praying that God would bring growth in light of that. So let's join together in prayer. Lord, thank you for all the ways that you have been at work in COVID-19. You know, this pandemic has been an opportunity for you to do things in us, in our hearts, in our society, that have been totally unique, totally unlike the way that our lives have operated in the past. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to rely further on you. God, when we are in danger, when we are in the hospital, when we are in, dangerous circumstances because of coronavirus, we ask that you would help us to rely not on ourselves, but on you who can raise the dead. We pray that you would help us to rethink our priorities. God, we admit that sometimes we cling to things that are not of lasting eternal value. And I pray that you would help us now during this time of pruning to let go of those and to grasp tightly onto our treasures in heaven rather than our treasures on earth. We pray that you would help us to reorient our hearts to service to others. God, we admit that we get caught up in making sure that our needs are taken care of. Sometimes we forget to look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to pour out our lives in service to others. Lord, protect us in that. I think of Jody and Brooke right now, working at the nursing home. I think of Chris Robinson in the grocery store, Joanna going out to work with people on social calls, Dan on the police force. Lord, we all in various ways go out to serve others in light of COVID-19, and I pray that you would keep us safe in that and give us joy in it. And God, we ask that whatever seeds you have planted right now, you would give growth. We know that you will. We can count on you for that. But God, I pray that you would give people a desire to seek after you, that they would look to you in light of the invisible enemy of COVID-19. God, that you would call people to yourself, that as you stand at the door and knock, that they would open. God, we pray that there would indeed be new life that comes from this time of death in COVID-19. We pray that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.